So before every Little League game that my kids play, I tell them, no matter what happens in the game tonight, kids, Daddy's always going to love you, win or tie. So my kids know that my love language is sarcasm. So they understand that win or tie means that they can strike out 1,000 times and Daddy's always going to love them. They know. I mean, they get it. They get it. Like, win or tie, they know they can strike out 1,000 times. I mean, the night they strike out, every time they're going to ride home with Grandma, because, I mean, I'm not going to be seen with them, but, you know, let's get real. But I was the head football coach and drama instructor at a high school in South Carolina for 10 years. Yeah, that did not work out. But it was a conservative Christian school in the Bible Belt in South Carolina. Like, what are you allowed to say to those kids at halftime when they're getting their butts kicked, huh? Like, you boys need to get back out there and turn the other cheek. It was a Protestant school, not a Catholic school, so they wouldn't let me run a Hail Mary. It's just... I had to run a Bless Billy Graham, which just not... I couldn't get my running back to fake a handoff because he's like, my dad said that's technically lying. I was like, well, you tell your dad that we are not going to make the playoffs. And he needs to be emotionally prepared for that. I used to teach my 11 players on the field to pray for the other team's injured player because I thought as a Christian school, if they brought the other injury card out to deal with the injured player, as a Christian school, we should show the other school that we were willing to pretend like we cared about them. Dear Lord, just lift up the other team's best running back to you and help him get all the way better, Lord. Help him get all the way better, Lord, tomorrow, because he is killing us off tackle, Jesus. And I believe it's your will that we win this one. And you said where two or more are gathered. And delusional parents at these private schools want to have a little meeting with Coach Simpson and explain to me that I'm showing favoritism and that I'm not playing their kid at wide receiver because I just don't like their kid personally. And I would tell all those rich private school parents the same thing. You're right. I don't like your son. No one at our school does. But that has nothing to do with it. I don't like the little twerp that is playing wide receiver, but guess what? He can catch. Why don't you come to practice every now and then and watch us bounce the ball off your kid's head so then you can understand what God's plan for your kid's life is. So maybe be in the band.